Empowering Gita Reflections, a podcast to guide modern lifestyle with the wisdom of the Gita.
So, right, and so the second characteristic, far, far superior, far greater still, is the chit aspect of it. It is our nature to be aware. We are awareness, we are consciousness. Wherever I look, that comes to light. Whatever I give an ear to, I hear that. Whatever I think and process is what gets processed and thought, right? Otherwise, it's all around. The thoughts are there, the sounds are there, the words are there. But unless and until I focus on it, I pay attention to it, it is all meaningless sitting there. Just like in a dark night, if you had a flashlight, the key is there and the wallet is there and the phone is there, but because it's so dark, I don't know what if there is anything or not. Even stumble and trip and fall. But as soon as I put the flashlight on it, wherever, whatever I put it on, comes to light. Wherever we fall and comes to life, that flashlight lights everything up. We life everything up. Right now you lifed up this form and you this and that. And whatever your instruments are receiving, you're bringing those to life, the ideas and the thoughts and the sparks, the neural network that's firing up. We're bringing life to it. So that's the second characteristic of us, the chit, which now we're talking, which is of some use, that I can do something. What, otherwise, it would be meaningless. Just, I exist. So what, right? I exist and I know. So much so that whatever associates with me alone exists. This body, for now, is associating with me. And it's as if it's alive. When I disassociate, when mommy disassociated, body was still there, just fine, just like that, but no use, right? It's the association of, so such is my power, such is your power, such is our power, so by just osmosis, by just the presence of the jivatma in the body, it is animated. I can get up, I can sit down, I can do all this. But far greater, far superior, so that not just animate, but it becomes aware. This is dead bone, dead skin, right? Dead hair. And suddenly by my presence in it, Not as a just animate, I mean, you'd know a whole lot as a physician doctor, but has suddenly become aware. The eyeball, might as well pluck and throw them in the trash can, if, right? But because I'm in them, they're the cameras, the lenses, the aperture, they're all receiving. They're decoding the complex around us and they're elevating whatever is the essence of it. How miraculous is that, right? That by the presence of something in there, it's lending its awareness. You can borrow it, saying to the eyeball and these nerves and those nerves and these nerves. You can borrow it. I'm here. Don't worry. I've got unlimited. I never run out of consciousness, awareness, because I am it. So take as much as you want, as long as you want, right? Okay, well, now we're talking because there's some use, but still, so what? I exist and I know. What am I going to do with it? I want to feel. I want to experience. And it's a yes. You are the experience of the best kind. There is no greater experience, that of joy, that of bliss. Sata, chitta is chetana, awareness, ananda. Your pure, uncontaminated joy, intense joy. This comes in the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. We're not doing the sixth chapter today. But it comes from the Upanishads and the Brahma Sutras and the Puranas and again and again and again, all everything that I'm summarizing. That, and we're carrying that everywhere with us. In fact, we are carrying this dead matter around with us everywhere. Just like I left the car in the drive-in, walked in here, because I have not identified yet with my car. We see some people who do identify with their cars all along, all the time, because the car is their identity, right? Or their house is their identity, their clothes, their shoes. I know some guys who do more serious shoe shopping than women can do purse shopping in New York, seriously, because their identity is in them, in those. So just as we have not identified with our cars, if we can somehow get to a stage of disidentifying with the body, then we'll have some fun. Otherwise, we're all beggars. I don't care how big your mansion is, what your portfolio is. I don't have another word for you than a beggar. Because we're still dependent on others. Will you please praise me? Can you give me some thumbs up? How many likes? How many responses? Did they respond to my voice message? Did they just, oh, this, that? still at the mercy of others, still dependent on external stimuli. I will become happy if something or someone happens or does, because you've not tapped into our own inner joy. You've become ignorant of it, completely forgetful of who we are. So the sciences and engineering and the medical, this is all good, but the yogic science is the imperative. No matter what science you learn, unless and until we learn this science called Yoga Shastra, right? Bhagavad Gita, after every chapter, says Yoga Shastra, the science and the technology, Gyan, Vigyan, seventh chapter. Not just the science, but the technology of it, applied technology. What do you do with it? How do you use it? Where do you use it? When can you use it? And it challenges, the Gita challenge says, you will not find a place or a situation or a moment when you cannot use it, where it is not useful. That's how central, that's how core it is to our being. That's how identical it is with us. And that's the meaning behind the word yoga, to be able to see that connectivity, that truly, in the truest form of it, there is only one. We're all connected, just like these sensors on my tongue are different from the sensors in my ears, are different from the sensors in my nose, on my skin. And yet I, the whole, is only one. We are sensing different things on behalf of the Lord, our original self, on our own behalf, right? This is why I said that it's a self-imposed imperative. Self-realization is the self-imposed imperative, which will not be ever fulfilled so long as we stay identified with the body. And so the Gita slowly, gradually starts to detach us, cracks open. Right now, we're just so stuck to that notion. So what do you mean? This is stupid. This is idiotic to say, I'm not what I look like. I'm not this person. What do you mean? This is the worst, dumbest thing I've heard. And yet it starts to open your mind to it. And by the time the 18th chapter, Moksha Sannyasi, Moksha liberated, come Sannyasi is detached. It's so beautiful. It cascades, it builds up, it's climactic. It's a crescendo, it's so powerful that it really not only opens, it detaches, and it shows you, this is you, and this is everything you carry with you. All this time you were messed up thinking this, now go do whatever you want. Yathechasi tatha kuru. Sri Krishna says, now if you want to fight, fight. If you don't want to fight, don't fight. Never mind that. And this, the guy, same guy who was crying, like, no, you have to say to go with me. I don't want to fight. I'll do whatever. I'll beg. Arjun saying, the last man on the planet who shall beg, is saying, I'd rather beg than fight this war. Krishna is giving him freedom and then saying, do whatever you want. And but yeah. This we never hear. Arjun says, no, I'm going to do what you are telling me to do. Karishye vachanam tava. So this is like the opposite. He said, no, I got it. I'm completely detached. I have no bone to pick with anyone, anything. I see it. Nashto moha smritir labdho. I now remember it. I'd forgotten. I'd completely misidentified. Now I've re-identified. Of course, he says, of course, what else? Arjuna is saying, what else? That nothing makes more sense than this. Of course, here I come, right? Like that is the Dharushabhan. And then the rest of history. We are, by the way, we are in those that time period right now. Years, thousands of years ago. This is the 18-day period when the war was going. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and sixth day, a third of the war today was over. And Bhishma was taken out by this time. He was lying on the bed of roses. It's kind of sort of, right? Bhishma was out, I think, on the sixth day. Drona was out. All these big shot, big guys, both of them gone.
This Gita Yoga podcast will continue in the next session. Jai Shri Krishna.